And now a real science story. Last week, we looked at new research predicting that the number of people with dementia will more than double within 30 years, doubling the medical costs of treating dementia. Today, we're looking at new research that could shed some new light on understanding Alzheimer's. In one of the largest studies ever done on Alzheimer's in African Americans, researchers discovered that gene variants associated with Alzheimer's in people of European ancestry was the same as the one in African American Alzheimer's patients. On the line with us now is Richard Mayhew, co-director of the Taub Institute for Research on Alzheimer's and the Aging Brain at Columbia University, the lead author of this study. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
So how do we decipher what this genetic marker or genetic footprint actually is here?
Well, what we tried to do is to determine whether the genes that were associated with the gene variants that were associated with Alzheimer's disease in white European and Americans was the same as in African Americans. It was an understudied group. And, of course, we would expect that there would be some overlap. What we didn't expect and what we found was that there was a gene, ABCA7, that's its code name, was very strongly associated with Alzheimer's disease in African Americans, accounting for about an increase of about 80% in risk. In whites, for example, it only increased risk about 10 to 15%.
And what are African Americans to do with this particular information? Anything, or is it just a piece of a much bigger puzzle?
Well, I think it's the latter part of it is a piece of a bigger puzzle, but there's been a concerted effort by the group at NIH, especially the National Institute of Aging, to put in the forefront understudied minority populations to try to figure out whether the risks and the potential benefits of research like this can be extended to those populations. So though there are about 10 or 15 genes that are now associated with Alzheimer's disease, we have a lot of the pieces of the puzzle, but we still haven't figured out how these things fit together. One important finding here is that ABCA7 is involved in cholesterol and lipid metabolism, and it might partially explain why, in many cases, especially among African Americans, we see not only Alzheimer's disease, but sometimes that Alzheimer's disease is complicated by strokes or cerebral vascular disease. So that might help us to start piecing together how to treat this disease in the future.
So statistically, the apparently elevated risk for African Americans may be due to a complicated interaction between some genetic trigger and the environment.
That's true.
And would that mean that possibly higher incidence of cholesterol problems, vascular problems, heart problems associated with certain kinds of behaviors in a particular community? Is that what's going on here?
Well, it's partially. It's possible that the two have independent effects, so they both contribute. Or it's the alternative explanation is that this gene somehow promotes both Alzheimer's disease and vascular disease. The one bit of data in that suggests that is that in a parallel study, not this study, but a parallel study, they used molecular techniques to knock down the gene ABCA7 in mice, and the mice started producing abundant amyloid, which is sort of a key protein that's deposited in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease. So we conclude from that this gene, ABCA7, is somehow involved in not only transporting cholesterol and lipids, but also in transporting amyloid.
So a statistical predisposition or elevated risk for Alzheimer's is not necessarily matched by a different genetic profile. Richard Mayhew, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Richard Mayhew is co-director of the Taub Institute for Research on Alzheimer's at Columbia University and the lead author of this study on genetic markers for Alzheimer's disease.